That is all. That is how it has turned out. It is astonishing how much Eliza still manages to meddle in the housekeeping at Wimpole Street, in spite of the shop and her own family. And it is notable that though she never nags her husband, and frankly loves the Colonel as if she were his favourite daughter, she has never got out of the habit of nagging Higgins, that was established on the fatal night when she won his bet for him. She snaps his head off on the faintest provocation, or on none. He no longer dares to tease her by assuming an abysmal inferiority of Freddy's mind to his own. He storms and bullies and derides, but she stands up to him so ruthlessly that the Colonel has to ask her from time to time to be kinder to Higgins. And it is the only request of his that brings a mulish expression to her face. Nothing but some emergency or calamity, great enough to break down all likes and dislikes and throw them both back on their common humanity, and may they be spared any such trial, will ever alter this. She knows that Higgins does not need her, just as her father did not need her. The very scrupulousness with which he told her that day that he'd become used to having her there, and dependent on her for all sorts of little services, and that he would miss her if she went away. It would never have occurred to Freddy or the Colonel to say anything of the sort, deepens her inner certainty that she is no more to him than them slippers. Yet she has a sense, too, that his indifference is deeper than the infatuation of commoner souls. She is immensely interested in him. She has even secret, mischievous moments in which she wishes she could get him alone on a desert island, away from all ties and with nobody else in the world to consider, and just drag him off his pedestal and see him making love like any common man. We all have private imaginations of that sort. But when it comes to business, to the life that she really leads, as distinguished from the life of dreams and fancies, she likes Freddy, and she likes the Colonel, and she does not like Higgins and Mr. Doolittle. Galatea never does quite like Pygmalion. His relation to her is too godlike to be altogether agreeable.